This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Finally waking up inside of water, I can hear the noise of someone similar to you. I'm still a little tired, but I can try to muster up a kind of style that in a way would calm the room. But you can pour me out when I am down and feeling like a pawn inside a game where I don't know the rules. Oh, we're making love and carving out a different road to take away, but I will never make you choose.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. That even on a return day, it doesn't matter who the host is. Anyways, today's Monday, March the 24th of 2025, day 83rd of the year, and only 282 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there. Not like seriously, over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep. That's what we're doing, hanging out, doing our thing. Anyways, how have you been? Yeah, it's been a hot minute. Yeah, that's what happens. I mean, I'm surely you're aware, and I'm aware, that if you have children, you have to kind of do certain things that you don't expect. And of course, spring break being last week, so had a skedaddle-addle. And believe me, we here missed you, at least not being able to do the live show and doing some stuff. So if I have to admit to what I was doing, it was beach time. Yeah, we hung out on the beach. Yeah, go figure. In Florida, we hung out on the beach. Did that for about a week. Yep. I don't look any darker because I definitely cover up. Anyways, let's talk real quick in regards of everything. If you're kind of new here, let me describe what our show consists of. It's Safety in the News, News and Safety. If you've been here prior, you kind of already know how this goes. So we talk about a little bit about everything that goes on inside of the world of news and all that kind of fun stuff. We give you a level of a main story. We are being broadcast via video, audio, and all that kind of form welcoming things. We're on safetyfm.com. We're on definitely all social media platforms. And then you have the video aspect. You have the audio aspect. We're on Radio Big. We're on iHeartRadio. We are on, let's see, Odyssey, Live 365, TuneIn. We're on the Podcatchers 2.0. This is actually going across live right now as we're speaking. So options galore. Doesn't mean that, you know, we're worth listening to, but definitely something that we do. That's kind of how we hang out and do all of that information. So that's it. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com is the easiest way of doing that. callinradio.com. We'll get you into our system, and we'll be able to skedaddle, addle. Video, audio, and text messaging are the options once you get there. That it will make you interactive in our show, pop up on our window. Some people go, well, I can just do that on social media. Well, you can do that. Doesn't necessarily mean that I will see it in any kind of level of real time. Yeah. So there you go. Information galore, or maybe information overlore, depending on how you want to take a look at that. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because that seems to be a thing.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, good news for Pope Francis, so we'll talk about that. The future of Mr. and Mrs. Bezos finally sends out wedding invites, and a comedian is accused of inappropriateness. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Dylan Efron wants the role of the new fantasy series, and Christian Bale's latest film gets pushed back. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. What else am I going to see here? Some interesting diplomacy, diplomacy, and King Charles towards the U.S. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. Yep, so a lot of information, little time, you know, the typical stuff that ends up happening. So if you're good, I'm good. We can bring in our friends from Feature Story News, let them talk a little bit about what the hell's going on inside of the news cycle. So if you're ready, strap in, strap down, and get ready, because you know that when we start getting into the news, it's all kinds of fun.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US and Russia are holding talks in Saudi Arabia on a possible peace agreement for Ukraine. Ukraine says Russia launched 99 attack drones against it overnight, while Moscow says it intercepted dozens launched by Kiev. The UK's National Grid claims power was available to keep Heathrow Airport open during Friday's shutdown. The boss of Britain's electricity distribution network, John Pettigrew, says there were two other electrical substations which could have powered Heathrow after the fire in West London. Airport managers say the closure was caused by the time it took to switch to alternative power supplies. Aviation expert John Strickland says it's a wake-up call for Britain's critical infrastructure.
We look at it as a gateway for tourism into the UK, certainly a massive cargo gateway. We need that as an economic tool, and certainly that's something we've heard from the government. We need to be able to get over problems of short interruptions, let's say for bad weather, more efficiently and without the level of disruption we see when the slightest problem and the dominoes fall at Heathrow.
Chinese Premier Li Qiang says the country's prepared for shocks that exceed expectations, as the world braces for US President Donald Trump to announce more tariffs on trading partners. He imposed additional 20% tariffs on Chinese exports this month, prompting China to retaliate with its own duties. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Premier Li told a gathering of global business leaders that instability and uncertainty are on the upswing. Executives from Apple, Qualcomm and Pfizer are there in Beijing, as well as Republican Senator Steve Daines. The pro-Trump senator met with Chinese leaders and reportedly said that China needs to take action on stopping the flow of fentanyl precursors to the US before further talks on trade. China is trying to attract foreign businesses, and officials are trying to capitalize on momentum in the private sector, spurred by artificial intelligence startup DeepSeek, and paint Beijing as a force for global stability. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
New Delhi says it's working to finalise a trade deal with Washington, D.C., but is putting India first. The comments come with President Trump calling India the highest tariffing nation in the world, as the two sides negotiate a trade deal to try and address a trade imbalance that favours New Delhi. India's Foreign Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar.
In the current uncertain and volatile world, it is essential that we appreciate the value of such endeavours. We have to carefully assess the costs and benefits, as well as weigh the price of action versus inaction. India will take, obviously, an India-first approach. Thinking will also be guided by the prospect of tapping unrealized potential.
For bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at events in Turkey, where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing strong protests over the arrest of his main political rival in the country, the mayor of Istanbul, Ekrem İmamoğlu. His supporters say the charges are politically motivated and result from Mr. İmamoğlu's growing popularity and the threat his Republican People's Party could pose to the president in the country's 2028 elections. His arrest on Wednesday sparked days of demonstrations across Turkey and a run on the country's currency, the lira. Dr. Ahmet Erdi Öztürk is a professor in politics and international relations at London's Met University.
He's a businessman before he became a political actor. I may easily say that he is a kind of a replica of Erdogan, representing the social democrats and the central ideology in Turkey. So if you are a president, you can, using some different methods, such as police, media, judiciary, so on and so forth, you can decide your competitors.
President Erdogan is himself a former mayor of Istanbul. In order to seek re-election in 2028, he would have to change the country's constitution, which seems a real possibility. Scores of other people have also been arrested since last Wednesday, many of them accused of social media postings in favour of Mr. İmamoğlu. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US and Russia are holding talks in Saudi Arabia on a possible peace agreement for Ukraine. The UK's National Grid claims power was available to keep Heathrow Airport open during Friday's shutdown. Chinese Premier Li Qiang says the country is prepared for shocks that exceed expectations as the world braces for President Trump to announce more tariffs. And New Delhi says it's working to finalise a trade deal with Washington but is putting India first. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Green to discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Green stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com
and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. That is definitely the way that we talk about stuff around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday doing all of the things that are going on around there. So let's start talking because that is what we do around here. And listen, as we're going to go through some of this stuff, some of this information is brand new. I mean, like brand new, like I'm getting it off the feeder as we're doing it right now. So take a listen to this. Pope Francis left the hospital on Sunday to resume recovery from a weeks-long respiratory infection at home in the Vatican. The pontiff appeared to be supporters from the balcony at the hospital in Rome before departing, marking his first public appearance in weeks. While they appear alert, the 88-year-old did speak softly and struggled to raise his arms and then gave a blessing. Doctors say that Francis would not be expected to hold many public appearances for at least the next 2 months. This is according to CNN. So there you go. Some stuff going on. So good to hear that the road of recovery is going well for Pope Francis, because why would you not be excited about that kind of stuff? I mean, it's kind of weird to be like, now why is he doing better? You know, people get weird about things. So we have to make sure that we're clear with some of this info. That is for sure as we are talking. Anyways, let's continue going through some other stuff. As you heard, Heathrow Airport in London resumed service on Saturday after grounding all flights on Friday following the power outage that caused a fire at a nearby power facility. An estimated 200,000 passengers were affected by the shutdown at one of the world's busiest airports. Yes, busiest airports. Thomas Waldby, the airport chief executive, said that Heathrow has backup systems, but not enough capacity to power the entire facility. So far, investigators have publicly said that they suspect foul play from the fire that caused the shutdown. So let's see what happens, because, you know, investigation 411 and all that kind of fun stuff will definitely be part of everything that goes on. Don't you think? I would think so. So let's continue. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively will not attend this year's Met Gala, but probably not for the reasons that most think. Insiders say that the couple's decision to skip the annual event was made prior to the ongoing It Ends With Us legal drama with Justin Baldoni. In fact, they didn't go last year's event either. The Met Gala will take place on El Cinco de Mayo, on May the 5th. So there you go. I have a question. Is this like really breaking news that we need to discuss this? I'm kind of slightly confused here. I don't understand on what people deem as super important information. So is that something that is life-changing for you in regards to that? Like, if you didn't know that, would it have done anything for you in regards of knowing it or not knowing it? Like, seriously. So they're not going to Met. Guess what? Probably you and I are not going to Met either. I'm just saying. People get all hung up about weird stuff. And I don't get anything in regards of what happens sometimes. Like, cool. They're not going. We're not going. You're not going. So should we care? I don't know. I think I just overpowered that light. Okay, so good stuff. Let's continue talking. Let's raise that light a little bit. Yeah, if you're on the video, you're being tortured by me looking down and trying to adjust the light. Okay, so let's continue talking. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer nominee Cyndi Lauper says that she was thrown out of a jazz school after refusing to quit a rock band. Needless to say, the boot didn't hurt her career, which really took off with the release of her 1983 album, She's So Unusual. This is when Lauper's second time being nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She also was nominated back in 2023. How did she not make it? I'm just asking. I just want to have a better understanding. So there you go. Also, the Bride of Frankenstein movie starring Christian Bale is leaving the 2025 movie rotation, set in 1930s Chicago. The movie follows Frankenstein as he seeks out Dr. Eunuchus to make him a companion. It is now said to come out in 2026, though an exact date is not yet known. As for any delays, Screen Rant reports there were negative reactions to the film early test screenings. So, yeah, that would normally cause some issues in wanting to push your movie back. I guess I get kind of a little bit confused, and it doesn't take much for that to occur. How many times can you see a remake of a movie, like something like The Bride of Frankenstein or something along those lines? Because we've seen these before. We've seen these where, it's like, how many more times are we going to say the same thing? I'm just asking to understand because I get slightly confused with some of this stuff most of the time when it's all said and done. So there you go. Some things to think about as we are talking. So let's talk real quick because I haven't been here, so I haven't been able to mention it, of course. But if you have not heard, we are doing it again. Conklin Conference Numero Cuatro. Yeah, number four is coming up. If you're interested in going, hanging out, all that fun stuff, it is taking place on September the 9th. Oops, I just kind of shrunk that screen. That's not going to help anyone. On September the 9th. Yep. We've done them a few times before, but September the 9th through the 11th, if you want to come and hang out, we're going to be going to Santa Fe, New Mexico to do our thing over there. Conklin Conference 4. Yep. We will be talking about the world of human and organizational performance. If you want to come and take a look at everything that's going on, if you're looking at the screen arena, it's right there for you in regards of what's going on. We'd love to see you there. We're definitely going to have some different things going on as we are planning it out now. Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards, Mark Yeston, Andrea Baker, Jennifer T. Long, and Martha Acosta all scheduled to be there in regards of what's going on. We'll take some deep dives inside of the world of human and organizational performance and would love to see you there, no doubt about that. September the 9th to the 11th. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com. That's safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events, and that will take you directly there. And it's taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So, yeah, you know, Todd likes it there. Because that's where Todd's based out of. So that kind of helps out in that particular regards. And believe me, during that time of the year, you're going to want to be in New Mexico because it's beautiful. Beautiful, I will tell you. Okay, so let's start talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. A German tourist was verbally attacked while climbing the stairs of a historic Mayan temple. The temple of, let's see. Whatever. At the Yucatan last week, you are not allowed to go up the temple. One onlooker screamed at him while the other heard him calling the guy an idiot and stupid. The Mexican National Guard caught up with the tourist at the reach top where he was arrested on his descent. The man was once again harassed by fellow visitors for his stupidity. Approximately between 8,000 and 9,000 people were at the site at the time of the incident, all visiting the spring equinox. This is according to Sky News. So there you go. Yeah, you don't want to mess around with the temple when you're there. I have friends that I know that go there and do all kinds of interesting things. So there you go. Some stuff to think about for sure. Anyways, the Haskell Free Library and Opera House in Derby-lined Vermont literally straddles the border of Canada. And for years, visitors have been able to wander within the building, technically crossing international borders without a passport or going through any kind of customs. Well, not anymore. U.S. immigration officials have ended the handshake agreement that allowed people from Canada to cross into the United States just for a block or so in order to enter the building. Main entrance between now and October the 1st, existing Canadian members of the library will still be able to cross over as they enter. Once inside, though, a black line delineates the international border, but all visitors remain encouraged to cross and mingle. This is according to CBS News. So, yeah, there's the line. You got to walk the line, apparently, inside of there. It's interesting times. What do you think about the whole thing? It's different. I mean, not really a lot of places you hear of that inside of the building itself, it's already separated. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. Now, I will tell you that there is a CBS News story about this, but it's like 3.5 minutes long. Is it really worth it? I don't think so. But it's definitely some stuff to think about. Just saying. Okay, so take a listen to this. Public service announcements. The Attorney General for California says that if you have an account with DNA testing service 23andMe, and now would be a good time to delete it. The company's stock price plummeted after overextending and could be headed to bankruptcy. And along with that, all customer data is for sale. 23andMe was an earlier pioneer of the test-at-home DNA kits. Early evaluation was as high as $6 billion less than 5 years ago, but slowly collapsed under its own growth and weight. Stocks are trading for just under $2, down from $363 in February of 2021. This is according to Rob Bunta. Rob Bunta. So, yeah. You know, like ancestry DNA and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, that you could spit in a little bottle type of thing. They ran your DNA. They see if you have any relatives, tell you where you're from and all that kind of fun stuff. That's exactly what this is. So, what do you think? Kind of an interesting one. And it kind of gets weird anytime you start putting any of your data out there because you never know what the hell's going to happen with it. Those data brokers, I don't know. It sounds like it's a good time for an ad, but I'm not going to give you any kind of ads. But there are services out there that go out and delete your info for you. Probably take a look at some of those just in case. So, in some sad news over the weekend, if you did not hear, former heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman has died. He passed away on Friday, according to a statement from his family. No further details were shared. Foreman, a two-time heavyweight champion, also won gold in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. He was 76 at the time of his passing. Now, I will tell you, great guy, did a lot of stuff. They did a biography movie about him a few years back. And I mean, it's not referenced into this, but damn, that George Foreman grill, I will tell you, I don't think I would have survived college without it. And probably, first level entrance of bachelor life, no doubt there. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Wings Hauser has died. He passed away in his studio in Santa Monica on March 15 after a years-long struggle with COPD. Hauser is the dad of Yellowstone star Cole Hauser. He was 77. Hold on. He passed away at his studio on March 15. Okay. I'm thinking wrong timeline here. March 15 is just a few days ago. I was like, what? Why are we talking about this now? Okay, what else do we got? Former U.S. Attorney Jessica Abler has died. She was found unresponsive at her home on Saturday morning. Investigation into Abler's death is currently under investigation. You ready for this? She was only 43. A lot of deaths going on. I got more, so let's talk about this. Larry Tamplin, a founding member of the band The Standals, has died. He passed away on Friday, according to social media posts from his nephew. No cause of death was given. The Standals are best known for their hit Dirty Water, which is still played at the Red Sox or Bruins game at home. He was 82. Also, Jan Schwentner has passed away at the hospital on February 28th, battled with cancer. Jan is best known for the role of villain of Kurt Boswell in Nickelodeon's Good Burger, 52 at the time of the passing. Also, Kitty Dukakis, the wife of former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, has died. She passed away on Friday of complications of dementia, according to a statement from her son. Kitty was an avid mental health advocate who publicly shared her own struggles. She was 88 at the time of the passing. So there you go. A lot of stuff. A lot of passing going on this weekend, it seems like. Also, YouTuber-turned boxer Jake Paul is engaged to world champion speed skater Judah Liederdemem. He's 28, she's 26. Paul popped the question at a balcony overlooking the water that was decorated with flowers, petals, and candles. The couple met on Instagram. I guess that's a good place to meet. Back in late 2022. So there you go. Jake Paul. Engaged. For sure. So there you go. Yeah, good for him. Good for them. You know, whatever. Popping the question. Asking, seeing what's going on. All the good stuff. All the good stuff that one would always want. Okay, what else do we have? What else do we have around here? Let's talk about the box office because some people are going to care about that. Let's see. At number 10 was The Last Supper with $1.3 million. Dogman came in at number 9 with $1.5 million. Number 8 was The Monkey with $1.54 million. Number 7, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, $1.8 million. Number 6 was The Alto Knights, $3.1 million. Number 5 was Novocaine, $3.7 million. And number 4 was Mickey 17, $3.9 million. And number 3 was Captain America Brave New World, $4.1 million. And number 2 was Black Bag, $4.4 million. And coming in at the number 1 spot, even though you're getting a lot of people hating on the movie before it ever even came out, it's Snow White, $43 million. I think they said that it has to be close to $500 million for them to even closely break even for what that movie cost. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick before we get into our main story. In response to the concerns of abolishing the Department of Education would leave the nation's most vulnerable students without adequate learning resources, the Trump administration clarified on Friday that it's moving some of the basic functions under other departments, not eliminating them. The Small Business Administration will take over the management of student loans. The SBA already underwrites about $40 billion worth of loans to small businesses annually. Likewise, the Department of Health and Human Services will take over the administration of nutrition and special needs programs. In other words, it's a lie to say that these programs are being out. They're going to continue in the function of other parts of the government. Meanwhile, when President Trump learned about SUNY Williams and Butch Wilmore would only be earning a modest per diem for their extended visit to International Space Station, Trump said that he'd be sure to take care of them financially, even out of his own pocket. So we'll see what happens. Okay, let me give you this one before we get into our main story because I'm running behind here. The Dow ticked up 32 points to close at 41,985 on Friday. The S&P gained 4 points to close at 5,667. And the NASDAQ increased by 92 points to close at 17,784. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was, $3.12 on Sunday. And Bitcoin gained over the weekend, trading just over $85,000. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $344 million or jackpot or $161.5 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $461 million jackpot or a $217.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I guess is the opportunity to do so. So anyways, let's get into that thing that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main story, Rated R Safety Show, 33 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing our thing, no doubt about that. So let's get into some of the information as we are going. You know, I will tell you last week for sure, as I was going through everything, And I had people reaching out even though I was gone. But, you know, it's not that important that I was gone. The important part was that people will still reach out regardless of what's going on. And it seems more and more as we are talking is that we are so uncertain about what's going to happen next. And guess what? Unless you know something that I don't, it's going to be kind of hard to predict the future. Now, you can take a look at patterns. Now, pattern recognition is something different. But you're not going to be able to predict the future unless you're kind of like some fortune teller, psychic, whatever, crystal ball reader, you know, the fun stuff. So what are we doing during these uncertain times? And I'm not getting all hocus pocus or anything weird like that. What I'm talking about is this. Some people are concerned about what's going on with the government. Some people are concerned about what's going to happen next with the stocks. Some people are concerned on what is going to happen next, period. And I get that. There are levels of concern about what's going on. But I don't know if this becomes super different than a lot of the times that we see somebody else come into power. Let's be realistic. Because as you know, the uncertainty with the work that you do, you're kind of going, hey, these are things that could happen. And other people are telling you these are things that could not happen. And almost when we get to any level of uncertainty with work, when we get to any level of uncertainty on what's going on with the world, we kind of look at the same thing. We are looking at the whole thing of going, what is going to happen next? And here's the question. If you did not have any personal gain into it, would you want to know what's going to happen next? Would you want to know exactly what would occur? Now, I am only referencing this because I just recently saw this. You know, there is a website that's out there that can tell you, predict what day you'd want to, what day you're going to die. Now, I wouldn't recommend pumping anything into that because guess what you're going to think? The whole time you are going to guesstimate that this is the day you're going to die. So, are you looking for the bad thing to happen? Are you waiting for the bad thing to occur? Or are you looking at this and going, there is light at the end of the tunnel? Listen, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, everything seems to be perfect. I don't think that under any regime has things in the world been quote unquote perfect. And that's the fun part. You have the left, you have the right, you have the middle, however you want to take a look at it. And regardless of who's in power, somebody's not happy. And that's the level of uncertainty depending on what side of the fence you're hanging out on. Is it good? I don't know. Is it bad? I don't know. I'd be lying to you because I don't understand your circumstance, same way that you wouldn't understand my circumstance. And some people go, well, you don't really talk about which way you go with this stuff. Are you a right leaner? Are you a left leaner? Are you a middle person? I try to keep it, I try to be a person in regards to how I look at this stuff. So, yeah, my job has constantly been about talking about what could happen. Doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. This means this could happen. So what should we be doing? So that's where it gets weird. So right now, as you are out there taking a look at this world, what I would say strongly is, yes, we can't predict the future. Yes, we can look at pattern recognition. And uncertainty has been something that you have done for a long period of time when it comes to your job. So should you be concerned now? Of course be concerned. But also at the same time, too, uncertainty has always been the thing that you've interacted with.
Perhaps. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com for more information. Lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining, blockchain,
the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
You take a walk and try to talk yourself into a kind of space where you can start to feel the ground. Trying to find a face where you can place a version of yourself you thought that you'd be living downtown.
Okay, here we are. Rated R Safety Show. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As we are still hanging out, doing our stuff here on Safety FM and Radio Big. This right here you're taking a listen to? Times New Roman. Sean McVary. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. So there you go. We'd like to thank Sean McVary for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time as we get to listen to some more music. And then, yeah, a little bit of everything, because that's what we do. If we only did one kind of music, that's all we would play. And even if you hang out on Radio Big the whole time, you are aware that we play a little bit of everything there. It's kind of how we do it. So there you go. Okay, so let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. Things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Okay, what else do we have going on for you to share inside of the world of the multiverse? Because we always have some info for you. If you've ever been holding off on replacing your phone in hopes of being one of the first to get their hands on the rumored new foldable Apple iPhone, you might want to start preparing yourself for the sticker shock. According to the industry, the first ever foldable iPhone will debut within the next year, and it'll cost you well over... let's see, $2,000. Yeah, while noting that isn't carved into stone yet, analysts say that predicting the prices will start at around $2,299. The most expensive phone model to date, another analyst predicted that the new iPhone could cost even more, around $2,500. At this point, the iPhone 16 Pro Max is the largest and most expensive iPhone, starting at $1,199. The foldable phone is expected to be very thin, measuring right around 4.5 millimeters when it opens, and around 9.5 millimeters when folded. It is said to be to have one front camera and two rear cameras, and a Touch ID powered button instead of Face ID. For $2,500, it had to fold my laundry too. And at that price, it should unfold into a laptop or a car. Just something to think about. So let's talk about that. Would you consider getting that phone for $2,500? I mean, considering and doing is two separate things. But here's the thing, and I mean, I'm not picking here. I'm just talking about what's occurred. Keep in mind that the iPhone 16 Pro was said to have X, Y, and Z in it related to Apple intelligence. And that was a big selling point about the phone, saying, hey, we're going to release this. This phone's going to have this. It's going to have that. Be on the lookout. And then they kept on advertising it. This was going to happen. And then the phone came out and it did not have all the features. It said it be expected to come out at a later date. And now they're saying that it's been pushed back indefinitely, some of the features. So did you buy a phone under false pretenses? And what else will this phone need to do for you to say, yeah, I'm willing to fork that kind of moolah over? Yeah, moolah over. I'm just saying, stuff to think about. I mean, it's your dollar. We need to make sure that we save it as much as possible. No doubt there. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about somebody who's doing things happier in life. Let's go ahead and bring in some John Smalls with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jim. Booker T. Washington said, "If you want to lift yourself up, lift up someone else." I love this quote. I've believed in this concept my entire life. When I was a little boy, I would do my very best to cheer up my two brothers and my three sisters. I'm a middle child. I learned early on that it felt good to make other people happier. If I could get my brothers to laugh, something in my brain had a little party. And if I could make my sisters laugh, another party in the mind. But the true test was to get my dad to laugh. It happened a few times, and it was an amazing feeling. Now, my mom, she would laugh at my silly stuff all the time. And I'm so thankful she still does.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Moses failed miserably the first time he attempted to deliver the Israelites, because he did nothing to prepare them. He simply assumed they would realize that God had sent him to rescue them. But they didn't. 40 years later, Moses handled things differently. This time he went to great lengths to prepare the people for what God was about to do. Exodus 4 says, "Then Moses and Aaron returned to Egypt and called all the elders of Israel together. Aaron told them everything the Lord had told Moses, and Moses performed the miraculous signs as they watched. Then the people of Israel were convinced that the Lord had sent Moses and Aaron." Lord, help us to prepare your people. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie Miller Safety Show.
Israeli forces have reclaimed a strategic corridor dividing Gaza, intensifying the ongoing conflict. The renewed hostilities have resulted in significant casualties among Palestinian civilians.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has vowed to escalate attacks until Hamas releases hostages and relinquishes control of Gaza. The international community has expressed concern over the escalating violence and its humanitarian impact. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Russia and Ukraine have conducted a major prisoner exchange, with each side releasing 175 individuals. This marks one of the largest swaps since the conflict began 3 years ago. Joseph Eckerson reports.
Ukrainian President Zelensky emphasized the importance of releasing all prisoners of war to establish peace. The exchange included emotional reunions and highlighted the ongoing humanitarian issues in the region.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's attempt to terminate $14 billion in climate-related grants. The grants, awarded under the previous administration, are intended to support environmental initiatives.
The court's decision maintains the status quo, allowing recipient organizations to continue their work. This ruling underscores the ongoing legal debates over environmental funding. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Two individuals have been convicted in a human smuggling operation that led to the deaths of 53 migrants in Texas. The victims were found in a tractor trailer under extreme heat conditions.
The defendants face potential life sentences for their roles in the smuggling conspiracy. This case highlights the severe risks associated with illegal immigration routes. Kyle Norris reporting.
The Federal Reserve has opted to keep interest rates steady amid ongoing economic assessments. This decision reflects a cautious approach to current economic indicators.
Investors are closely monitoring the Fed's stance on future monetary policies. The central bank's actions continue to influence financial markets. David Lang reported.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams have safely returned to Earth after a 9-month mission. Their extended stay in space contributes valuable data on long-duration spaceflight.
The mission's findings are expected to inform future exploration endeavors. This successful return marks a significant milestone for NASA's ongoing research. Jessica Oakley reporting.
In a remarkable display of community spirit, residents of a small town in Iowa have come together to build a new playground for local children. Over 200 volunteers contributed their time and resources to complete the project in just one weekend.
The new playground features modern equipment designed for children of all abilities, promoting inclusivity and active play. This initiative has strengthened community bonds, provided a safe, enjoyable space for families to gather.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea about listening at your own risk. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1989, the Exxon Valdez tanker strikes a reef in Prince William Sound and begins oozing disastrous quantities of oil. The accident caused the most impactful man-made environmental disaster and disaster ever. Crude oil eventually covered more than 10,000 square miles of ocean. Exxon spent upwards of $3 billion to clean up the spill and settle civil disputes that happened back on this date in 1989. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Christopher Briney turns 27, Jack Johnson 29, Lacey Evans turns 35, Chris Bosch turns 41, Jessica Chastain turns 48, Peyton Manning turns 49, Allison Hannigan turns 51. Jim Parsons, 52. The Undertaker turned 60. And Tommy Hilfiger turned 74. That's some birthdays for you for today. If you're looking at some years of the, or some days of the year, better saying, to celebrate, it's National Cocktail Day, National Cheesesteak Day, National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day, and World Tuberculosis Day. So there you go. That's some celebration for you. If you are looking for some other things like a rando joke, I could probably help you with that. So let's go ahead and get into that one. Caffeine doesn't do it for me anymore. I need someone to text me. We need to talk. That kind of gets everything up rolling. What else do we have? Let's see. If you need a phone starter for today, try this one. In what place are you not welcome anymore and why? Yeah, I think that's a good one to start off with. And then here's another one. 44% of people say this is one of the biggest icks people experience when visiting someone else's home. What is it? Dead plants? Really? Dead plants is the ick? Oh, so many other things I can think of. But, I mean, dead plants might do it for you, just not for me. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a great time when you and I get to interact. That is for sure. For the next couple hours, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me as we talk about the world of music and entertainment and everything that's going on over there. If you don't, that's fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. No doubt about that one. You are the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because you definitely are. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, let me leave you with this one. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right. Think about that one. Because it could change everything for you. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. love you, mean it, and goodbye. Bye-bye, bye-bye. No, like, seriously, bye-bye. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out, because why wouldn't it not be?
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.